You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Chris McKenna reports at the fray that former Representative Chris Gibson, a Republican from Kinderhook, is now working as the unpaid campaign chairman for Mark Molinaro in his run for governor. Gibson, the area's former congressperson, was considered by political analysts as a likely opponent for incumbent Andrew Cuomo. Instead, the Dutchess County executive Molinaro is among the Republicans that want to take on Cuomo, and Gibson will work for him. Quote, Mark Molinaro is the right person to clear the cloud of corruption that has descended over the governor's office and restore New Yorkers' faith in the future of our state, end quote, Gibson said in a press release. Gibson is currently a visiting professor of foreign policy at Williams College in Williamstown, Mass., and released a book last year, Rally Point, Five Tasks to Unite the Country and Revitalize the American Dream. You can read the full story at the fray. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, does not see the crest of a blue tsunami in the announcement that House Speaker Paul Ryan won't run for another term. Quote, I don't think it has any impact on me politically, end quote, Faso said. Quote, personally, I'm sad he made the decision, but I totally get it, end quote. One of his potential rivals, Antonio Delgado, who is among the Democrats running to take on Faso, disagreed. Quote, the blue wave is coming and Paul Ryan has been swept up in it, end quote, said Delgado. Quote, hardworking families in the Hudson Valley, Catskills, and across the whole nation are waking up and realizing that his attack on their health care and his tax scam for billionaires and big corporations are a dereliction of duty. Democrats are going to take back the House and get our country back on track, end quote. But Faso thinks that that is just, quote, political posturing. People shouldn't count the votes 7 months before an election. I feel optimistic, end quote. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Patricia Ardoxy reports in the Daily Freeman the State Public Service Commission is starting an investigation into the power outages during winter storms this winter with several local public hearings. There will be 20 hearings across the state where utility customers can explain how they were affected by the electrical outages and comment on the response from utility companies. They include an April 16th hearing at the Athens Volunteer Fire Department at 39 3rd Street in Athens, and an April 17th meeting at Columbia Green Community College in the Art Center Theater Room 500 at 4400 State Route 23 in Greenport. Both days there will be public hearings at 2 and 6 p.m. Quote, we feel we did a good job with both storms, end quote, said Central Hudson spokesperson John Mazurgian. Over 100,000 homes in the Hudson Valley lost power during March storms. Quote, we had restored service fairly quickly given the damage brought about by the storms. We're working cooperatively with the PSC on their review. These hearings were part of that review, and we're happy to participate and hear what our customers and elected leaders have to say, end quote. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The New York State Department of Taxation and Finance is extending the hours of its income tax call center through the April 18th filing deadline. Quote, as we near the end of the filing season, we're expanding our hours of operation to assist more customers, end quote, said New York State Commissioner of Taxation and Finance Jerry Boone. Representatives will answer tax questions from 8:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays through this weekend. There is also a website for questions, tax.ny.gov, which is used by nearly 800,000 taxpayers each week during the income tax season. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.